Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It has been a busy week. It has been a very busy week. And we have now for a little over a full week, not quite, a little more than a full week, 7 days, that we have started the show out with prayer. We're going to continue this. Father, I bring the needs of our government before you and ask you to bless our nation through godly leaders. I magnify the name of Jesus and declare that he is Lord over this nation. And Father, I pray according to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3, which says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for our president, the vice president, all the cabinet, and the chief justice and associate justices of the Supreme Court to receive the wisdom of God, to act in obedience to that wisdom, and for the power of God to flow in their lives. I pray for your protection to cover all our law enforcement officers and the men and women of the military. I ask for godly counsel and wisdom for judges across this land. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you and your kingdom of righteousness be manifested in the hearts of all those who are in authority in any way. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers that are in accordance to your will. I receive the answers in Jesus' name. Amen.